September 20th. Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the king, and I shall see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace. Fanny J. Crosby. It is strange, but true. Nowhere in the four Gospels do we have a physical description of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all seem to be good reporters, but not one of them tells us whether Jesus was tall or short, dark or light, homely or handsome. The image most of us have of Jesus has been influenced by paintings, the most popular being Warner Solomon's Head of Christ. Incidentally, Mr. Solomon once told me how that painting came about. Struggling against a magazine deadline, he awoke in the night a few hours before his illustration was due. Until then, he had been unable to do the assignment. But now he was full of inspiration. Going to his drawing board, he roughed the sketch that was to become the most widely produced depiction of Christ ever. Why doesn't the New Testament give us a description of Christ's appearance? I think I know. It is not that important. The thing that distinguished him among men was his ministry. The same is true of his disciples. How you look is not as important as how you act. Help us, Lord, to model our lives after yours, but not to grow discouraged when we fall short.